Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
If you were here last Sunday, I kind of laid the foundation. And as I finished preaching last Sunday, I was like, man, oh, boy, that was like, it for me as a preacher, it was a heavy message to preach. And when we started talking about this sermon series, we said that we're going to look at the life of Abraham, but you don't start with Abraham without talking about Jesus, because that's who we want to follow. And so last week, it was all about following Jesus. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. And Jesus says, and I will give you rest. One of the scriptures that we shared last week was Luke 9:23, and it says, if anyone would come after me, and I don't want us to forget that scripture, Luke 9:23. If anyone would come after me, it says, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And the illustration that I gave last week was sometimes if this is Jesus right here in our life, sometimes we say, Jesus, I want to go do this. Can you come with me? But when it says follow me, this means that Jesus is leading and we're following him. We are holding on almost to his coattail and we are following him through life. We are asking for his guidance and his leadership. But then the other part says, hey, if anyone will come after me or follow me, they must deny himself. So what we talked about last week was there are some times that we're holding on to things in life that Jesus is saying, you need to let it go. You won't make it on this journey if you try to carry everything. Have you ever gone on a trip with someone and they're trying to take everything? And you're like, you can't take everything. Because on this trip, you're going to gain some other things. But you won't have space to receive what it else it is that you're supposed to receive if your arms are too full. Can I get an amen? So imagine that we say, Lord, I'm all in. What does that mean? I'm all in for Jesus Christ. I'm going all the way. I don't know what this journey is going to completely be like because I can't see the future, but I know that God will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm going all in. I'm embracing him. But then God says, okay, you ready? And you say, I'm ready. He says, you sure? And you say, I'm sure. And then he says, you see that? And you say, yes, I see that. And he says, you got to let that go. And you say, never mind. Don't let something that God is revealing to us that we need to let go stop you from going all in. I believe this, that God is not intimidated by how much we carry. So we can start following him and dropping stuff at the same time. Do not wait until you got certain things in order and then follow him. Don't say, God, after I get these two things straight, then I'll be there. Anybody ever say that to you? Like, I just got work on some stuff. Have they ever said that to you about church? Like, you know, like, let me work on some things and then I'll come to church. No. The idea is come on, finish that with me. Come as you, for real, for real. And that's not just church, it's life. I'm talking about in Jesus. He is saying, please, just show up. Just show up. And God is saying this, if somebody here needs to hear this, I just need for you to show up. I can handle it. And God is saying that. If you just show up, I can handle it. But if you're trying to handle it, then I can't show up. Yes, God is omnipresent, but you can be present and not utilize the essence of who God is in our life. So God is saying, just show up. I can handle whatever it is. I can handle it. So please do not be behind the curtain trying to fix stuff. Because you'll find yourself trying to fix stuff your entire life, and you'll never go all in. But faith is taking steps, not knowing exactly what the outcome is going to be. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so as we go all in, can I encourage you and can you join us of just saying, just as I am, I'm going. Anybody in with us? I know it's kind of like, I don't know about that. If I say amen out loud, God's going to keep me accountable. So let's look at the life of Abraham. We first meet him. His name is Abram. So let's dig into this and see what we can pull out of this experience. So Abram or Abraham lived in a city called Ur. So in the city was a temple of the moon god, Nana. And this god was also considered, look at the name of the god that they called, Sin. And they probably pronounced it different, but we're just going to say Sin, right? So this moon god was considered the god that the people would depend upon for abundance and growth, right? So we're talking to the kids about worshiping false idols. So the people in these areas, in these cities, would worship this false god, right? This idol, when they wanted abundance or growth. This false god or this idol was mainly in the area, two areas that was called Ur and Haran. So please note that Abram, his family, was from the area that's called Ur. So with that, we believe that Abram's ancestors worshiped this god. But here's the beauty, and here's kind of the confirmation of this in Joshua 24, verse 2, focusing on that bottom portion, but we'll read the whole thing. So Joshua, this is later on, said to all the people, he says, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. He says, your fathers, including Terah, we're going to look at Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River in ancient times, and look at this, and they served other gods. So here is the bottom line with what we're diving into early on. Despite Abram coming from a family who worshiped idols, God still called him. No excuse for us, right? So here it is. We should not let our family history or where we came from stop us from answering the call of God. I just want to stop and let that marinate. Just kind of let it marinate from here and go all the way over. This is for every person that might be here saying, God, I cannot do what I believe it is that you want me to do based upon where my family came from or where I came from. Abram's family, and this is not they worship the small g, this god named Sin, and the big god. No, they were all in. In fact, his family was very wealthy. But God decides to call Abram from that place. Please hear me when I'm saying this. Because sometimes we feel like we're in a place where the call of God, the purpose of God, the assignment of God, the gifting of God cannot reach us. But God says, I'm still going to call you while you are in the place that you're in. And your roots are deep in something that does not please God. And God says, I'm still going to call you. Just go right here. Let it marinate. So, if on your checklist of reasons for not going all in with God is you don't know where I came from, take it off. Scratch that off. Because here is a great example of a man, and this is just one example, of someone whose family was worshiping idols. And God still says, you know what? I'm going to call you from that place and call you, as we heard the young man saying, to be the father of many nations. Whew. What an amazing calling, right? So If that's one of the things that's at top of your mind of saying that I can't do what God wants me to do because of where my, not only where I came from, but Lord, you don't know the root of where I came from. God is saying, let's scratch that. God can handle that. So Genesis 11, 26. So let's walk through this. This is very foundational of where we're going. It says, after Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram and Nahor, and Haran was his firstborn. Now, these are the records of the descendants of Terah. Terah was the father of Abram, who later on would be called Abraham. He was the father of Nahor. He was the father of Haran, who was the oldest, and Haran was the father of Lot. Does anybody know anything about a man named Lot? If you don't, stick with us over this series and you'll find out. Haran, please stay with me on this, died before his father Terah in the land of his birth in the Ur of the Chaldeans. Verse 29, Abram and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, later called Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Verse 30, but Sarai was barren. She did not have a child. Remember that, because later on in this series, we'll touch on that. Verse 31, Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, remember Haran died, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son's Abram's wife, and they went out together to go from the Ur of the Chaldeans into the land of Canaan. Let me repeat that again. They went out, so they left the place called the Ur of the Chaldeans, and they were headed towards the land of Canaan. I'm going to say that one more time. They were leaving this place called the Ur of Chaldeans, which was where they were worshiping idols, and they were headed to this place called the land of Canaan. But when they came to this place called Haran, which was about 550 miles northwest of Ur, they settled there. Why did you stop? Can we bring this present time to our personal lives before we move on? Is God leading you somewhere in life? It can be physical location. It can be spiritually. It can be mentally, whatever area. Is God saying to you today, I need for you to leave the place of your origin and go to another place, but for some reason, along the way, you decided to settle in a place called Haran, which also happens to be the same name as the son who died. Did y'all catch that? The place called Haran is the same name as the son who died. And the Bible does not give a description of why Terah was leading his family from one location and the reason why he settled in a place that was the same name as his son. But I want to bring it current. Are you settling in a place that reminds you of another place? Today in our personal lives, is God saying, go to Canaan? And we start moving. And then we decide, for whatever reason, I need to take a break. And the break turns into settling. I thought we was going to Canaan. We will. Why we stop here? You asking too many questions. But Canaan, we halfway there. Why don't we keep going? See, and it gets down to the point where it's like, because I don't want to. And sometimes we become very stubborn in regards to the transition. But is this any of us in our life? It doesn't say that God said to Terah to get your family and go to another place and all of that. It doesn't give us that description. But what it does tell us is that they were on their way going somewhere, and for some reason, they stopped. Are you in that settling place right now? Is God speaking to you right now and saying to you, you know in your gut that you should keep moving? And I don't mind you taking a break every once in a while, but there's a difference between taking a break and settling. When you settle, you kick off your shoes. You start getting to know the people in the area. And here's another thing. Tie this in. They also worship the god of sin. And I showed you that earlier in this place in Haran. So is it possible that Terah reached a place that was familiar? It reached a place that was almost like Ur. So I can do the same thing that I did in Ur that I can do in Haran. So Haran and Ur is really not that much different, but I know I'm supposed to be going to Canaan. But because Haran feels like, I'm going to settle there. Sometimes people go back and forth. And it's God saying to you, I need for you to keep going. But as we look at this and we continue to go through this, look at this map. Look at where they were going. Now, I don't know the reason why they went up. Maybe because this is a desert land. But if you're looking here, they could have gone straight across, but this is desert. So maybe they said, let's go along the Euphrates River. But look at how close they were to the land of Canaan is right there. But they decide to stop. Now, to speak to the parents of the families that are here, Terah, the father, was leading this. So it is possible that sometimes as moms and dads and grandparents, we can carry our family to a place, and instead of us keeping going, we are the reason why they stop in Haran, because we stopped. And we say things such as, I believe that you're going to go further than me. Well, I don't know what further looks like because you stopped. Spiritually, you stopped. You stopped praying. You stopped believing. You stopped going to church. And now the kids are stuck in Haran saying, I guess we're going to do what we used to do. Sometimes when you don't know what else to do, you go back to doing what you used to do. And sometimes, and if this is us, we got to ask God for forgiveness. We drop people in a location and we never tell them, we ain't supposed to stop here. And now they don't know what to do. And so God has to come and speak to Abram. And so many words say, you ain't supposed to be here. I need for you to keep moving. Not only that is this bad, but their verse 32 says this. Terah, who led his family from Ur, was supposed to be going to Canaan. They stop in Haran, and it says that now Terah dies in this place. Oh, man. What are we going to do now? You were leading us, and now you're dead. Who's going to show us how to get to Canaan? So sometimes we can settle so much that I'm just speaking spiritually, we end up not spiritually dead, but dormant. Where God has to come and say, I need for a revival to happen within you. Listen, because it is not always just about us. There are other people that are watching your life. There are other people that are in your vicinity, and they're watching, what is it that you're going to do next in God? But what if you settle so much that the end of your journey ends in Haran? Wow. Come on, Terah. So he dies in this place called Haran. The next thing that happens here And I thank God that he doesn't leave us in this place. And here's the part, the verse 1, where a lot of people are very familiar with. And it says, now, and I love this, now in Haran, now in this place where we settled, now in this place where my dad died, now in this place that is named after my brother, the same name the Lord had said to Abram. And here is the excitement that you can be in a place and be settled. You can be in place and experience death in your family. You can be in a place that reminds you of a relative that died and you want to go back. And God says, while you're in that place, I'm going to speak to you because there's something that I need for you to do. Abram, I need for you to keep moving. Despite what your father did. Despite where even it says that Nahor, have you noticed, he didn't even go with him. And so Abram had to make a decision. Do I stay in Haran? Do I go back to Ur? Or do I obey God? Wow, what a place. God, and this is not the God that they were familiar with. This is a different voice. And sometimes we get to a place in our life where the voice of God sounds different. And it doesn't sound like your grandmom's prayer. It don't sound like when you were growing up, your pastor's prayer, or the deacon that was in your church prayer, or your mom's prayer. And God is saying, I need for you to hear my voice for yourself. Have you ever been praying and it seems as if the unction or the voice of God sounds like a familiar voice? And it's like, wow, that sounds like something that my pastor when I was growing up would say. Well, God is saying in this moment to us, you've got to get to know the voice of God, the unction of God for yourself. And that's why I love the song that they were singing. I found a friend in Jesus who walks with me and talks with me and tells me I am his own. You've got to have a personal relationship with God. It's okay to lean on the faith of family members and lean on the faith of church members, right? We see that with Jesus and the man being let down from the ceiling. But you've got to believe God for yourself. You've got to get to the point where you say, I believe that's God. I believe that's the leading of God. When I'm reading the Bible, I believe that's God sharing that with me. You've got to get to that place. And Abram is in this place. And God says to him, I need for you to go away from your country. All this space here. Get away from here. I need for you to get away from your kinfolks, right? Your kindred. Get away from your relatives. And then he says, I need for you to get away from your father's house. We're going to talk about that for a moment. And then he says, and I need for you to go to a place or a land that I will show you? Will? How about you show me right now? Abram knew that they were on their way to Canaan, but God still says, I need to be the one to reveal that to you. God is saying, I'm going to get you there. And if somebody can hear that, God is saying, I'm going to get you there. It's not going to be the country, the origin of where you've been most of your life. He's not saying it's not just your relatives that's going to help you get there. And it says it's not everything that you learned in your father's house. God is saying today, I want to be the one to get all the credit for where you get in me. And so for Abram, he had to get Abram out of the country, away from the relatives, out of his father's house, so that Abram can end up in a new place and establish something completely new for God. I pray that God is speaking something to you this morning. What is God saying to you today? go away from your country. Now, for someone that may not be physically moving, but what God may be saying to you today, I need for you to take action. I need for you, because you settled in Haran, I need for you to get up. Because it is hard for you to get away from your relatives and away from your father's house if you're still sitting. So the first thing that I need for you to do is make a decision that I'm not going to stay here. I'm all in. And I won't remain in this place where I am. And when we make that decision and we stand up, then God says, now, get away from your relatives. All of those people and ways that you're so familiar with and you're so dependent upon. Some of us are afraid to go all in because we're afraid of what our cousin gonna say. Or for some of us in here, you're afraid of what your household is gonna say. So we read our Bible in secret places, and God is saying, if you will follow me, you got to deny yourself. You got to let that go. Let's go all in. And then the root, he says, and from your father's house, that's my dwelling place. That's my settling place. That's where I was taught how to pray, and that's good foundation. That's where I was taught how to worship. Oh, that was good foundation. That's why I was taught how to do so many things. But if God is taking you to a new place, please don't let your father's house become a hindrance to where it is that God is leading you, because he's leading you to a new and fresh place in him. So go away from your country. If you're settled there, you bought a home there, your kids are going to school there, you know the mayor, everybody like you, God is saying, needs you to get up. And then he says, now I need you to get away from all the familiar things that might be holding you back. And then he says, and this is probably the hardest part, I need you to get away from your father's house. What if they don't like me no more? What if they don't agree with what I'm doing? And God says, I need for you to trust me and let me lead you to a place that I'm going to show you. And so here are the final things, final action. Get away from your country, that's your territory. From your relatives, that's your kindred. From your father's house, that's your dwelling place. And go to a location that God is showing you. In other words, God is saying today, move, take action. Go all in for Jesus Christ. I mean, make that commitment today that it's just like, you know what, God, I'm going all in. And I don't know what that looks like. Is there a formula for that? Anybody got a formula for going all in with Jesus Christ? There's no formula. And this is what God is saying. Like, stop. Many times our mind, it wants to go back to our father's house and say, okay, well, when I was younger and we went all in for Jesus Christ, we did this, 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 and this, and that equated to going all in. And God is saying today, no, 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 no. Let me show you how to do it. Because if not careful, you will leave here and you will go around and you'll end up right back here. Why? Because I'm trying to do it the way that we used to do it. And God is saying, go this way. Remember the map? Up and here. But God, I don't know that way. I don't know that type of prayer. I don't know that type of reading of the Bible. I don't know that type of witness. And he's saying, but that's the reason why I want you to follow me. Strengthen your senses that you follow God. And there are certain things that we can pack from here. That was good. That was good. That was good. That ain't good. That was good. But don't try to take everything with you. You will not make it to Canaan trying to carry Haran and Ur with you. You will get tired. And you won't win the fight because you're going to run up against some enemies. Because Canaan is currently occupied. So where you're going, it's not some barren place. It's occupied by somebody else. But you're about to bring God there. I pray that somebody can hear this. There's certain things you got to let go. And you got to raise your hand and say, you know what, Lord? I'm all in. I'm all in. And tomorrow, I might trip. Now, this is the war between the spirit and the flesh. My flesh says, Haran, Ur. And the spirit is saying, keep going, son. Keep going, daughter. And you get up, you say, God, forgive me. If I did something wrong, forgive me. You're just and able to forgive me of all of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Now, God, help me continue on this route. But whatever you do, don't settle. And I think everyone in here knows what it feels like to settle when God is telling you to keep moving. We know what it feels like. And this is not don't go on vacation. This is not, you know, you can't binge watch every once in a while, right? This is not this condemnation that if I don't show up to church next Sunday, oh my gosh, this is not that. Like, this is not, don't get into this religion type of thing. No, no, it's relationship. So even if I don't see you, you see you and you keep moving, you keep moving, you keep moving. But whatever you do, don't settle. Take a break. But don't settle. Don't pitch your tent there. Because that's not where God called you to be. Because the bottom line is that God has something else for you. And I'm going to fast forward to these last few verses. What is it that God is trying to get through us? And why is he saying, you can't stop. You can't stop. You've got to keep moving. Final verses. And God says this. He says, I will make of you a great nation. He says, I will bless you abundantly. He says that I will make your name great, exalted, and distinguished. He says, and you shall be a blessing, a source of great good to others. So it's not that God is just trying to get us to this place of blessing so we can say, you know, I'm so blessed. I got all this great stuff. But God is saying, I want to use you as an example to bless the families of the earth. I'm trying to get you to a place where people can look at your life and see God. They're looking for God. They're looking for God. They're looking for God. And God is trying to get us out of certain places so that when they look at you, they can say, there's something about you. Can I talk to you, brother? And the blessing of God comes through your life. It's not about just getting all wealthy. And if you get wealthy, praise Jesus. Go on, do it. But this is about being a blessing to the families of the earth so that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as we'll see, can come through your life and reach people for Jesus Christ. That's the reason why you cannot stay. There's someone in Canaan waiting for you. They're waiting for someone just like you. But if we get stuck, and you know what we'll say? God will send somebody else. We got to stop thinking like that. He's sending you. He's sending you. Amen? Amen. If you can answer this in your heart, don't raise your hand. Think about it. Who's ready to go all in for Jesus Christ? Answer it here. You know why? Here? Because it's between you and God. Because I can high five you and keep praying for you. But I don't know what your life is like outside of here. And I don't know what your journey will be like. But all I know, let him lead you. Let him lead you.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.